This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another edition of DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen from the D department at DJV. From the D department, Dr. Ken also is here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to engage us over the next hour in the latest news, the information, research he's doing, research being done by various organizations and the scientific studies, scientific method used. So we have is kind of what has become the hallmark of our conversations has been time spent on COVID. And that hasn't changed and isn't going to change. It hasn't become the overwhelming thing that it was for a year, year and a half, where everything we talked about was COVID. But let's start, Dr. Ken, with the number of cases that have increased in certain parts of our country. Why would that be?
The reason we're seeing more cases beginning May 1st is because there's another new variant, the Omicron. There's a third, BA1, BA2, and now there's a sub-variant of BA2. And I don't want to get too deep into the weeds. The bottom line is there's another new variant. But the good news is, as these variants are occurring, they're becoming more contagious but a lot less virulent. So fewer people are dying. Fewer people are getting into the intensive care unit, but more people are getting infected. And this newest variant looks even much more contagious than the second Omicron variant, which was even more contagious than the first. So it's estimated that about 60% of the population got the second one. So probably 70 to 80% of us are going to get this. And fortunately, it'll probably just be a little cold, runny nose, upper respiratory, not into the lungs, not that pneumonia that was killing so many people, sadly, with the original variants. So let's hope that we don't see a continued death, because the deaths are the late warning. The early warning is the infection. Usually you see the infection in the first, you see onset of symptoms about 3 to 4 days into it. And that's why, and I'm not giving any statement about masks, just some scientific basis, but that's why masks do work, because with the new Omicron variants, you're most likely to spread it to somebody else in the first 3 to 4 days, and you don't get symptoms till about 3 to 5 days. And so the mask is actually helping prevent you when the virus is in your nose or mouth from spreading it to others. And then you usually don't get in the hospital if you're going to get hospitalized till about day 10 if the virus gets into the lungs. And the good news is, so far with these Omicron variants, it's much less likely than the original variants. So about day 10 is if you're going to get hospitalized is when you are about between a week and a half to 3 weeks into the infection is when you're going to get into the intensive care unit if you are. So if the beginning of May is when we started seeing more infections, we're not going to know for another week or so whether it's really going to end up in more deaths. But so far, keeping all my fingers crossed, it's looking like it's not. And my crystal ball is telling me that it's not going to end up into more deaths. And it's just going to continue to create new variants. It's going to be like the flu is over 100 years later from the original pandemic in 1918. I think this is going to repeat, that we're going to have continued new variants. We're going to learn how to live our lives with it. Everybody's fed up with this. People are tired of hearing about COVID-19. But it's going to be around. We're probably going to get a vaccine. Hopefully, they'll tie it with the flu vaccine, and each year when we get our flu vaccine, they'll have COVID in there for the latest variant of COVID, and that's how we'll learn to live our lives.
So in China and North Korea, not so lucky, it would seem, over the last couple of weeks. Well, you really don't know what the truth is, because you can't trust any of the information that comes out of China. There are a lot of leaking stories there in North Korea where there weren't any vaccines. And North Korea had no vaccines whatsoever, but the country pretty much shut off from the rest of the world, although they do have contacts regularly with China. China businesses, etc. So one wonders whether the North Koreans and the spread of it has come from their close connection to China. Millions and millions and millions of people have died in China of this. And of course, they started it all in the lab. So it seems interesting that now, although I don't know that the government, as a matter of fact, I do know, the government's not giving the information out. It's coming from leaks inside where there are people who are trying to start a revolution because of the way and especially in Shanghai, where there's apparently huge problems with this, Ken. The people that live there are being boarded up in their homes, literally, put in their homes and told to stay there or they will be shot on sight.
Right. So, well, the Chinese are trying to get zero cases of a very, very contagious bug, and it's just impossible. And one other reason why I think there's a decreased death, decreased serious illness, hospitalizations from the newer variants is because of the dramatic increase in Paxlovid prescriptions to treat COVID-19. It's very effective medication that you need to get within 5 days of onset. Ask your doctor. It is available. Paxlovid, this will keep you out of the hospital.
Can you get it though, over in places like China and North Korea? You can't get it over there, right?
Well, I'm not licensed there, so I don't know.
Okay. That's a good thing. Dr. Ken Kronos, licensed, practical. He's got an MD, he's got a PhD, he's a researcher, scientist, he's also a great cardiologist and great all-around doctor. You want to be in touch with him. Telemedically does 4 or 5 of these Zoom calls a week with patients. Help yourself to either making an appointment to seeing him in the office at Lake Cardiology or by seeing him online, 352-735-1400 for Dr. Ken, 352-735-1400. That's the number for Dr. Ken at his clinic, his office down in the Central Florida area. Here's a point that I have made, I hope, well, apparently I've made it fairly well because they're still advertising on the various programs that I do. This is the story of Calitrin. When you think about losing weight, you do it in various ways. You eat well, maybe drink a lot of water, go on the keto diet, whatever it is, exercise. So don't be disappointed after you lose the weight when you start putting it on if you're not doing something to keep the weight off. Once you lose it, you can keep it off the healthy way with Calitrin. Calitrin certainly will get you into the step. A lot of people use it from the beginning to go on a weight loss program because it does support you with the natural ingredients all through the process. So there are many reasons for you to go to toploss.com, the website for Calitrin, including finding out about their latest delivery system. They have had over the years, for 25 years they've been doing this, they've had capsules, they've had liquid. Now you can get a powder as well. Easy. Just take a scoop and put it in a glass of water or juice drink before you go to bed. Bingo. All these things, you can try any or all of them, whatever it is that suits your lifestyle. So check it out today. Limited supplies on the new powder because it's become so popular. But if you use the DJD code when you check out, you'll be able to get the best buy three, get three free, that sort of thing. And also free shipping. That's Calitrin, America's number one choice for all natural healthy weight loss. Take care of yourself. Go to toploss.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. The FDA has authorized a single booster dose of the COVID vaccine for youngsters. For some reason, I thought this had already been taken care of, Ken. I wonder why I thought that. Maybe it's just I was thinking about it. They've broken it down, adults, and then 18-year-olds, and then teenagers, and now 5 to 11, right?
You were thinking about the age 12 to 17, and they've broken it down that way, 18 and above, 12 to 17. Those two subgroups have been approved. The news this week is that the FDA has approved a booster for the age group 5 to 11, and whether that you should have it or not, I'll leave that up to the child and the pediatrician and the parents to decide together. Not an easy decision. But
it's the same stuff, though, isn't it? Is this booster have exactly, do all these boosters, all for all ages, have exactly the same ingredients?
It's just a lower dose in this age group.
Uh-huh. Okay. Because of their age, their size, their bodies are still developing? What's the concern?
All of the above.
Mm-hmm. I see. I'd be concerned about what it does. If you had my grandson has had it. He's 7. Had his first shot. I think he's had his second shot now. Thinking out loud about what it is that's in that stuff. Remember, I was told, and I think you agreed, the pharmacist said, you got a strong immune system, don't take the second booster shot because you don't really know what's in it and you don't really need to have it.
Well, in your situation, that wasn't the reason. The reason was because we think you've had one round of natural immunity. So that we gave you a point for that. So you had, in a sense, two boosters.
Yeah, even though I didn't know it. It's just one of those things that some people. So I wouldn't be, there's a lot of discussion about long COVID. 76% of long COVID patients have not been hospitalized. And we, continue to define what long COVID is, keeping it for a long time. I guess that's what it is. And so the studies that I saw this week indicate 76% of the people who've had long COVID were not hospitalized, at least initially. This was a survey of 78,000 people. Wow. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that long COVID is real. I think that this is one of the strong reasons why I wanted to get vaccinated in an individual decision for myself. I think long COVID is a real thing. I've seen a lot, too many patients with it. And why make your life miserable for a long time if you can prevent it? And one of the interesting things this week is that actually people who get the natural disease, it's been shown that, if you subsequently haven't been vaccinated, getting the vaccine lowers your risk of getting long COVID. Another reason to talk to the doctor about getting vaccinated and boosted, even if you've had COVID at some point.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. We continue. We have lots to talk about, as usual, here on DJV Health.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in our usual spot every weekend. Dr. Ken can be heard on many of the same stations that carry the DJV program. That's why we call it DJV Health. Dr. Ken and I now focusing on menopause. I'm not going to focus. I'm going to ask him the question because I know there's been some studying done in some of the journals on the fact that when you have menopause, it interferes with sexual activity. I can tell you that from experience. It wasn't me that had the menopause, but living with a woman who has menopause is no joy. It's certainly not for her. And depending on how you take it and how it's interpreted and how you live with it, it can have an impact on the relationship and you as well. So what do we have here? Is this new? I would have thought this would be something that was fairly well known, Ken.
Well, this is new. It's a survey. And just to finish up what we were just talking about, the definition of long COVID is if you have symptoms 3 months after the diagnosis that last for at least 2 months. That's the running definition of long COVID. So let's get on to what you were talking about, this new information out of the University of Michigan. This is a actual survey of more than 1,200 American women aged 50 to 80, and what they reported in this survey was that 43%, Doug, said they were sexually active, but more than one quarter of these women said menopausal symptoms, they were interfering with their sex lives, including one-third of those aged 50 to 64.
So but doesn't that have to do with the severity of the case? Some women go through menopause, slide through it, no problem. It happened, the person that I was with was so hot all the time, she had a fan that she kept on her because she was so overcooked, if you will, overheated. So
it wasn't because you were overheating her, I guess.
No, it wasn't the beginning.
No, it wasn't you. But, no, wasn't but actually, there's a lot of, to be serious for a second, there are a lot of different reasons why women have these effects. Some of them are hormonal changes of menopause. It can cause dryness and irritation of the vagina and the vulvar skin. Mm-hmm. And this can make sex painful. And fortunately, there's some very easy pharmacologic solutions to this. You know, talk to your gynecologist about that. But also declining estrogen levels, Doug, can directly affect a woman's libido. I think you've experienced experienced that in your relationships. But also during this period, exhaustion from night sweats, women can't sleep, and also there's depression. And also during these times, often women are taking care of the household, their parents, a job, and they're just exhausted. And that obviously can interfere with a desire to have sex.
Right. All right. So that's the latest on menopause. You know, I saw something, and I don't know whether it's tacky to combine these two stories together. It was a lady who most people, or a lot of people know, especially if you watch soap operas. Her name was Marnie Schulenberg, who died this week at the age of 37 from stage 4 breast cancer. And one wonders about the connection, if there really is one. I remember my one and only wife who died of, she went 21 years with stage 4 breast cancer and then died when she was 65. The connection, is there one between menopause symptoms, menopause, and having breast cancer?
Well, there's definitely relationships between the hormonal changes, the changes in the female sex hormones that have a role in both. I think that's where the common denominator is.
Yeah. Just seems when it, more and more younger women seem to be dying of getting breast cancer and dying of breast cancer.
Well, alcohol's a big factor there.
It is. All right, that's interesting to know. Yep. All right, Dr. Ken, we got another half hour of important information to pass along to you that will help you out in how you deal with your own health issues. That's what it's all about here on DJV Health.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration cannot end Title 42 now that a federal judge has stayed his injunction against it being ended. McAllen, Texas Mayor Javier Villalobos said there would have been a tidal wave of illegal immigrants if it was lifted Friday.
And then guess what happens in Central America and South America? People think, okay, we're in. And that's exactly what's going on.
President Biden is pushing for final passage of a bill the White House says will boost chip production and help ease inflation. Speaking at a Samsung plant in South Korea, Biden saying the pandemic exposed the fragility of just-in-time supply chains. The plant will serve as a blueprint for a $17 billion facility the electronics giant plans to open near Austin, Texas. The president continuing his overseas trip this weekend. USA Radio News. Hillary Clinton agreed to share since debunked data on a link between Russia and Donald Trump in 2016. That bombshell testimony came Friday from her former campaign manager, Robbie Mook, in a trial involving a Clinton campaign lawyer accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Michael Sussman failed to disclose he was working for Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Testifying as a witness in the defense of Sussman, Mook said Clinton agreed to share the allegation with the press, even though the campaign hadn't verified the accuracy of the data at the time. The IRS will pay 5% in guaranteed interest to those with delayed tax returns. That's the word from the agency on Friday. The policy begins in July. The figure is up a percentage point from the last interest rate hike that took effect. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Ken coming up here for another half hour. I'm Doug Steffen. It's DJV Health. The next item I wish I had known about, I wish this information had been available when I was a youngster. I had a serious case of oily acne. My face was always broken out. I was embarrassed, frankly, a lot of the time. So I see there's something new that has been discovered about omega-3 fatty acids and how that would help reduce acne. What's the scoop behind the scoop here, Ken?
Yes, and you are part of this so common problem, acne, and there's some really good hope here that changes in diet. As youngsters, we were all warned about how diet can cause acne, but there's some information out of the European Academy of Dermatology last week where diet can actually prevent acne. They have found this new weapon to fight acne, and one without any harsh side effects. This German study actually, Doug, pinpointed one of your favorite ingredients, omega-3 fatty acids, mm-hmm. and it was from natural foods found, and they found it in fish oil, wild salmon, nuts, and seeds. And their conclusion in their report is that this nutrient is helpful for reducing acne.
Really? We had, when I was a kid, we were given a tetracycline. I was just trying to remember what it was. Tetracycline. And exactly. It gave me heartburn and all kinds of... I don't know whether I ever asked you this or not. Is there a long-lasting impact? Now, I worry about it at my age. But tetracycline has had moderate controversy around it over the years, hasn't it?
Well, if you take it too young, it might yellow your teeth. But tetracycline will create some upset stomach. There's easier forms to take nowadays in the modern era than when you and I were kids. When you and I were kids, it was old-fashioned first-generation tetracycline, which didn't feel real good in the stomach.
No.
And some people do think foods like donuts that are high in glycemic index, nuts, hormonally influenced meats, and high iron foods can worsen acne. Even some dairy and sugar, some think may be a culprit. All of these have been blamed for acne. It's debatable among dermatologists whether they do. I think for each individual, you should see whether these foods have any effect. But clearly, omega-3 fatty acids seems to be of great benefit. I don't see any downside to it. It's worth a try.
All right. So now it's time for us to spend some quality moments on this baby infant formula problem, the political problem, the reality of one company being in charge of this. This has shown us how bad it is to have monopolies. Abbott bought up all of its competitors and the government let them do it. So now here you have infant formula, or actually you have no infant formula. So what's this doing? Isn't there a way? I mean, the infant formula, baby formula, wasn't around 100 years ago. We've been having babies for a long time. So, you know, breastfeeding being what it is, that's the obviously the best way to bring your child into the world. But if you can't do that, then, you know, what did the old timers do?
The current feeling is that infants younger than 6 months, Doug, should not be given water or any liquids other than infant formula or breast milk, unless your pediatrician specifically.
Got it. But if we don't have any, then how do you make, there's got to be a way, the way it was done before, 100, 200, 300, 400 years ago, when there was no baby infant formula, what did they do if they didn't breastfeed?
I think they probably breastfed or potentially hurt the child.
And I thought there was a milk component.
You know, prior to 1800, the average life expectancy was age 30. So we weren't doing a very good job.
Yeah, maybe that's because there were a lot of baby deaths at birth. You think, is that what you're suggesting?
Infectious diseases, a multitude of things. But when America became American in 1776, the life expectancy was 30 years old, which is amazing. Ben Franklin was a mutant. But yeah, so it's really amazing.
Well, so was George Washington.
Age 35 was your life expectancy if you were born in 1776.
Mm-hmm.
So we've come a long way, and maybe part of this is how we feed our infants. And the warning is that, you know, as a practical matter, you might think, oh, I'll just add some extra water to the baby formula to try and make it last longer. But this can actually put the child at risk of a seizure and other bad health situations. Adding too much water to formula, it reduces its nutrient levels, which could slow a child's development and might also cause an electrolyte imbalance. This can lead to real seizures and even death and other severe health problems. So don't dilute the baby formula to make it last longer. Talk to the doctors if you can't find it, what the options are for your particular child. This is a real issue.
Right. Well, there are a lot of issues that have to do with what we call modern medicine, that's for sure. All right, now, the idea of fixing arthritis. There have been a lot of people doing research into stem cells. But here's a new idea. Apparently, it's not the greatest idea in the world. People are injecting body fat into joints. So what happens? Yes, no, would you do it? If you had joints that were hurting, would you shoot some body fat into them?
Well, this is some groundbreaking research. It was just reported this week in the medical journal Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery. This is a real mainstream journal in that field. And what we learn is that, Doug, liposuction, which, as you're describing, is typically used to flatten your stomach or shape up your booty. But this new study actually argues that it could also help people suffering from arthritis of the fingers, which is such a common issue, especially all of us typing on our computers, just wear and tear on the finger joints. So what they did in this study, they found that injections of body fat into aching arthritic finger joints, it appears to produce significant and lasting improvements, Doug, in hand function and a decrease in pain. So this really may be an option in the future to deal with this very common problem. You know, look at anybody over age 60 and even 70 at their finger joints. You're going to see swollen knuckles in most of the joints, especially the ones closer to the fingertips, those joints, And it's just wear and tear. And over time, this can interfere with function and it can become painful. This, I think this is going to become mainstream and this is going to become a popular technique.
Boy, am I thankful. I don't have any of those. I've certainly on the farm over the years had my share of injuries, but I don't have any signs of arthritis anywhere there. My fingers look normal. I feel badly for the people who have to go through that. And I guess I wonder, because I've had discussion with friends of mine about stem cell research and whether you can either use stem cell stuff to fix those problems or whether you use blood, what is it, platelets? It could be used to inject right into these areas to fix them up. Yes or no?
Well, those are options, but you know, you want to have good research showing it's safe and effective. And here you've got something probably, you know, a little more benign as this option. I'm amazed with all of the activity you do with your hands that you don't have signs of wear and tear.
Yeah,
that's
true. Well, you see my hands. Truly, everybody, all my joints.
Why do you think that is so? Any
very
idea?
Very fluid. I think the fish oil that I take probably helps a good deal. You seem to think that helps me in lots of areas.
Yeah, it really may be that's a factor, because you would think there'd be more wear and tear in the joints of your hands.
And I'd have more arthritis considering, you know, what my hips have gone through and my back and my shoulders and ankles and knees over the years. And I've had none. You know, once in a while there's something that trips me up, but maybe that's the fish oil thing. Back to omega-3 fatty acids. And the business we were talking about earlier of reducing acne, maybe there's so much benefit to having the exposure of being able to consume that quality, you know, whether it's the fish. I eat lots of fish, salmon, oily fishes. Can't stand catfish, though. But salmon is okay, and you know, taking the supplements could be the trick. Dr. Ken Kronos here. No tricks, just information. Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida here, gracing us with his presence on DJV Health, helping us to understand what is being researched and how that affects you and your health, and looking forward how you may prepare yourself for things. And I say what I just did about fish oil, you're taking it, maybe you'll find it has the same benefits that I think it has for me. Word to the wise, or just something we pass along here on DJV Health. Here's something else I'm passing along, way that the folks at MyPillow are helping you to get the best sleep of your life. If you're not getting the best sleep of your life, listen up. Right now, not only is the, we have been talking about the BOGO deals for sure on a lot of the best products at MyPillow.com, but I want to underscore something this week, what's been done to introduce you to My Slippers at MyPillow. Right now, and for a limited time, you can save up to $90 on a pair of My Slippers moccasins. They are, they're slippers. It's a blowout sale, won't last long because this is a very popular product, but the folks at MyPillow want to expose you to these things. I'm wearing MyPillow slippers right now. They're designed to be worn inside, can be worn outside, made with MyPillow foam and impact gel. They will help prevent fatigue in your feet, made with quality suede as well. So here's how you get it. You call the, just go online at MyPillow.com, never mind. You go, that's the best way. Order it yourself. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV in the radio listener specials page. There's a square there. Enter DJV. That's the promo code which will help you with this offer. The offer is not going to last long, so order it now. These My Slippers, $90 off with promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Princess Cruises recently launched its newest ship, Discovery Princess. The vessel will mark her inaugural season alongside five other Princess Cruises ships as it sets sail this summer for a full season of Alaskan cruising. John Padgett, President, Princess Cruises.
Princess Cruises is the largest player in Alaska, and so it has the most experiences to offer because it's partnered with the local destinations, the local providers of excursions. So when you do a Princess Cruise in Alaska, you can guarantee you're getting the best experiences available in that marketplace.
Offerings include 12 unique itineraries to choose from, 5 glacier viewing experiences, and visits to Juneau, Skagway, and Ketchikan. Your trip to the last frontier is closer than you think.
There's no place in the world that you can see the most beautiful wildlife, you can see incredible scenery, and experience authentic Main Streets all in one vacation.
To book your trip to Alaska, go to princess.com.
Back with Dr. Ken. People who have aortic stenosis benefiting from what, Ken, according to some research out this week? What's that?
The aortic valve is one of the four one-way doors in the heart. And the aortic valve, very important, it's the exit door. It's the final doorway that the blood travels through as it leaves the pump, the heart, and goes into the main blood vessel of the body, the aorta. This exit door can get obstructed. We call that aortic stenosis, and the blood can't get out of the heart. When it leaks, we call this aortic regurgitation or insufficiency. The thought for decades, forever, since we've had the option of being able to replace, repair the aortic valve, was that we don't replace the aortic valve until the individual has symptoms of this obstruction of blood flow. We're talking about shortness of breath, chest pain, feelings that we're in heart failure. And asymptomatic aortic stenosis was just watched. This report out of Open Heart this week suggests that people with aortic stenosis benefit from earlier valve replacement, and we should not be waiting until people are symptomatic, having shortness of breath, chest discomfort, or even passing out from this exit door of the heart being obstructed. So if you have aortic stenosis, talk to your heart doctor.
That's Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's back in a moment with questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
For Dr. Ken at 53 past the hour on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with a reminder, not only can you hear these questions, but you can listen to the podcast that we have, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them, featuring Dr. Ken and Dr. Jack. Most recent podcast from Dr. Ken is a focus in part on this drug that helps you lose 20% of your weight. Is it good? Is it healthy? Is it the right way to go? Yep, it looks like the right way to go. Anyway, we also have the usual discussion about COVID, up-to-date information about how COVID may affect Alzheimer's, for example, in this particular podcast. Also, there's a recent podcast in which we talk about the mask mandate and whether or not it just makes sense. I just summarize. If you're out and about or you're in confined and you want to be wear a mask, then wear a mask. Also, we talk about avocados, reducing the risk of having a heart attack. Ken is a cardiologist. He's big on this. So check it out anyway, our DJV Health Show podcast. They're free at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. One of the things that's affecting the news cycle here in New England this week, Ken, is the announcement that there's a case of monkeypox here in Massachusetts. One case, apparently there's a case somewhere else, like in Texas and Maryland. They've reported cases in the last year or so. You get it if you're going to places in Africa, apparently. It really sounds awful. What's monkeypox?
Monkeypox is a very rare viral illness.
Yeah.
Similar to smallpox, but not quite as deadly, that usually is found just in Africa.
Right.
But the news this week is that people outside of Africa. In Europe, there's a collection of cases. In Canada, there's a collection of cases. And in your state, a gentleman who traveled to Canada came back with monkeypox, and it's the first case here in America. And monkeypox is usually spread, the virus that causes it, by people interacting with the secretions from the person who's infected.
Kissing or having sex, that kind of stuff.
All of the above. But it is felt that if you have prolonged contact with the person, it can spread in the air without actually going from you exposed to their actual body secretions. So not to get everybody uneasy, and there's enough to be concerned about, but there's just another virus there, and it seems like it takes prolonged direct contact with the person to get it from talking with them, not actually interacting with their body fluids.
Right. All right, so that's the latest. People, the news media will try to scare the hell out of you with regard to this. That's not necessarily.
They will.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. I thought we ought to spend a moment. A question came up because apparently this week is called National Emergency Medical Services Week. And this is something that goes back to when Gerry Ford was president. The purpose is to highlight the need for high-quality emergency medical care personnel, especially for children. So what is the situation like now? We hear lots of stories about the services that emergency rooms offer, children and the need that they may have for various things. Do we automatically go to the emergency room when children are sick? Do we call the doctor? What do we do?
Well, that is the key factor, is knowing when to use the services. I think in the last few decades, there's now a subspecialty in medicine for emergency medicine. We've gotten a lot better. We've got the emergency rooms better equipped. But we also have urgent care centers in many communities that are set up to take care of walk-in issues where it's really not a life-threatening issue. And this is where it's so important to make sure that we don't clog up our emergency rooms without real true emergencies. And this is where having a good urgent care center is a real helpful thing. Mom and Dad, know where the nearest immediate services are, where you can get urgent care, walk-in care, if your pediatrician's not available, and then where you should go for emergency care, and just use them appropriately.
Use them appropriately. That's the thing. Most people are not schooled because we don't have good health. We don't have good health.
Well, if it's unclear,
education.
If it's unclear, then don't take a chance. Go to the emergency room. But often, it's clear whether it's a true emergency or it's something that you need a medical attention that can go to the urgent care.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.